Blog Talk Radio.
Off the hooks, friends to romance, I get it wrong even in the summertime. Off the hooks, friends to romance, I get it warm even in the summertime. All I need is a chance.
I think I like you. Should I step to you or write you? A yes, no, maybe letter like junior high school. I'm thinking about all the stuff I might do. I'm thinking about how you crossed my path on a Brooklyn block right off the Ave. I'm thinking back and forth and forth and back about crazy things like engagement ring. Yep, this is a crush, officially. I'm picturing imagery, this would be a 5-bedroom crib, 2.4 kids. All of y'all standing backstage at my gig. Oh, natural, no makeup on your grill, plus your manicure crisp, no chips on your nails. Real deals, you gotta be the truth, cause I can't stand them boots, but they cute on you.
Hearts to hearts, friends to romance, I get it wrong, living in the summertime. All I need is a chance. Hearts to hearts, friends to romance, I get it wrong, living in the summertime. All I need is a chance.
And I don't even really say real talk, but real talk, you should be on the billboard. Sweetie, you the type of dude to kill for. And that concludes this segment of real talk. I'm digging your style, make a dude want to wipe it up right now. Smile in your hair like Al, stepping in a fresh new pair like Al. Tell me your name, what's your sign, where you from, what you do for fun, what's your grind, who your favorite Sex in the City character, Carrie, no, wait, Miranda, right, give me your hand so I can read your palm and tell you what I see in your future, I hope I see me, see, try and let you know what the deal, ask Adam, if love at first sight is real,
it's real, friends and romance, I get it wrong, living in the summertime. All I need is a chance. Yeah. Friends to romance. I get it wrong, living in the summertime. All I need is a chance. All I need, yeah. All I need is you.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renesee.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Triple with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Greetings and blessings, brothers and sisters out there. You just joined in and tuned in to Street Queens, the movement, positive people doing positive things, talking about real issues that face us, whether it be empowering our females out here or empowering our children, always bringing real issues that affect us every day, you know, bringing up questions and things that we really need to talk about and really get to the point of. Today we're going to be talking about the beautiful, sweet Shania Davis, young 5-year-old, young lady that was brutally, you know what I'm saying, murdered and was sold by her mother, you know, for drugs. And, you know, there was a history of abuse. And basically she was, you know, has been sold for prostitution. And she was found dead in the woods in North Carolina. So we're going to be talking about that story along with the father who execution style murders his child, his son, once he commits and explains and confesses to molesting his 3-year-old half-sister. And also a 9-year-old who commences a sexual act on a 7-year-old boy in the library. We're going to talk about what's going on. This is what's going on Street Queens, the movement. You know, we want to hear your points and your comments on different situations. Log on to www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. You know, they have the view and we have the panel of women talking about different issues. This is going to be some real talk right here. We're going to have some different ladies coming in from different states talking about this issue right there. I'm going to give you more feedback and information. We're going to introduce the ladies that's joining us tonight. Caller from the 305, you're live on Street Queens The Movement. Peace, Queen.
Hi, it's Rocky. How you doing?
Hi, Rocky. How you doing, man? How you doing, sis?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you on there. You know, it's always great to have, you know, beautiful, powerful women on the show, you know, definitely representing what they do, you know, and we definitely support you, and we're honored to have you on the show today, Rocky.
Well,
could you tell the people where you're representing, Rocky?
Oh, yes. I'm from way down south, Miami, Florida, baby, way down by South Beach and everything.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Shout out to all the Florida people out there, definitely. So,
yeah.
We also have a beautiful young lady on the show also. Caller from the 205, you're live on Street Queens The Movement. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen. How you know it was me? It could have been anybody else.
I didn't know which queen it was. It could have been any queen. Tell the people which queen this is.
Ashley, man, from Alabama.
Peace, Queen Ashley. This is wonderful Ashley right here. Beautiful Queen right here live in the building. You know what I mean? You know, tell the people where you represent Ashley. Let them know if they don't know.
Deep down, dirty South, Alabama.
We got all the South in the building tonight. It is, man. That's what it is. We're going to have more ladies joining us tonight. This is going to be, you know, this is, you know, we need you guys to, if you need to get some tissue, if you need to prepare yourself, because we're going to be talking about what's going on. What's going on, America? I mean, it's a lot of nonsense that's going on, ladies. You know what I mean? When it comes to the world, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and for a rough synopsis for those that don't know about Shania. Shania Davis was a 5-year-old young lady abused by her mother and found dead in North Carolina. Shania was found dead in the rural part of the central North Carolina on Monday. The discovery of the 5-year-old body was painfully ending the weeks-long saga. First she was missing, and then they end up finding her body in the woods. Shania's own mother, Antoinette Davis, 25, notified the police last Tuesday that the child had gone missing. The case took several twists and turns, and it was revealed that Antoinette Davis was faced charges for sex trafficking and child abuse. Searchers found Shania's body earlier Monday afternoon, about 100 feet of road southeast of Sanford in central North Carolina, Fayetteville. Police spokeswoman Teresa Chains said she declined to comment on the cause of death or the condition of Shania's body. We've got a lot of people out here on the scene right now, and they are torn up. Chan said detectives have been running off of adrenaline to find this little girl and to bring her home alive. You have a lot of people in shock right now. Two people have been charged in this disappearance. One of them are her own mother, Antoinette Davis, 25. Police charged Davis for human trafficking and felony of child abuse, saying Shania was offered for prostitution. Davis claimed in quiet during a 5-minute court appearance in Fayetteville on Monday afternoon. She provided one-word answer to the judge's questions and held her hand in front of her. Without handcuffs, she requested a court-appointed attorney and did not enter a plea. Her sister, Brenda Davis, 20, said outside that she does not believe the charges. "I don't believe that she could hurt her children," said Brenda Davis, who was able to speak to her sister at the jail Sunday. Authorities also charged Mario Andrette McNeil, 29, with kidnapping after they say surveillance footage of Sanford Hotel showed him carrying Shania there. Authorities said McNeil admitted taking the girl the attorney said that he would plead not guilty. Now, who in their right mind, would allow their child and wake up in the middle of the freaking day and say, my child is missing? Sold her child for drugs and wakes up and says, I don't know where my child is. And what is in the mind of a man taking a five-year-old in a hotel? What is going on, America? What is going on? We're going to talk about this case, and then we're going to move on to the next case about the man executing his son execution style for molesting his three-year-old half-child. We have a caller from the 774 Peace Queen. 774 Peace Queen.
Peace
Hello?
Queen. Hello? What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm here. It's Felicia Sabree on the check-in.
Hey, Peace Queen. How you doing? Peace.
I'm doing good. The topic is crazy. I don't even know what in the world, what is the world coming to? Jesus, take the wheel, all of that.
We also have Ashley on the line, and we have Rocky on the line. Both of them are calling from the down south, you know, joining us today on this situation.
Hello, hi. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, pleasure to meet you. Welcome.
You too. Glad to have you on the show.
Likewise.
Yeah. And the situation is tragic, horrific, and beyond words to explain for a mother. For me, my child is 6, 1 year older than this child. So there are really no words to explain. Ladies, starting, with Ashley, what are your words? What do you think would possess somebody to do that? Like, what are your feelings on this situation?
Oh, man, after watching and listening, I'm looking at it right now on TV as we speak, and I see where they've charged the kidnapper with murder and rape. But for a mother to actually do that, I mean, it's just sick. You know what I'm saying? It's no words for it. It's just sick.
Mm-hmm.
And a mother is supposed to be a child's protector. This is somebody that you look for comfort. This is somebody that you go to and say, if you get a boo-boo, anything, mommy's supposed to say it's okay. Mommy's supposed to say, nobody's going to hurt me. All of that, this is really sick. This is really sick.
People are saying maybe because, the dad had the child all this long time, and he's feeling bad because he let the mom get her, 6 weeks ago for, the first time since forever. But it still doesn't matter how long you've been around your child, how long you've been in your child's life. You birthed that child, regardless.
Yeah.
That's real talk. And Rocky, how do you feel about the situation?
To tell you the truth, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and when I first heard about the story and I saw the little girl's face, it really brought tears to my eyes, not just as a mother, but the real eerie thing about it was her photo on TV looked like an age progression 2 years from my daughter. They looked just alike.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine a day in my life without my daughter or a day in my life without seeing her. And to know that she handed her freely to this guy,
mm-hmm, right.
For him to do whatever he wanted with her. It's bad enough us women get raped and abused and murdered, but she's 5. I mean, she deserved her childhood. She deserved every ounce of her life. And mm-hmm. Especially you're her mother. I mean, I played mommy and daddy in my life to my daughter. So, there shouldn't be a moment where she feels like, she can't run to mommy and say, mommy, help me, or mommy, protect me. You know what I mean? And to know that she just freely let her go like that, it's beyond me. It really is. It really is. And I really hope that she gets everything she really deserves in the court systems, because it's sick.
Right.
It really is. It's really sick.
That's real talk. Felicia, how you feel about the whole situation, Felicia?
I mean, I feel the same way as the other ladies. It's an unfortunate situation. But, you know, people really have problems. People have addictions and everything like that. And it's sad that, you know, it got the best of her, whatever the situation is. And she allowed her little girl to go like that. But, you know, she didn't have her from birth anyway. So she probably didn't even, like, have no remorse, really no connection with the little girl. Even though she's cute to us and she's innocent, we don't know her. But we still feel, but it's like the mother, she's just gone, completely gone. And she deserves whatever punishment comes to her. Because it's just immoral, you know.
Yeah, you know, and a situation. I mean, this is. I mean, to sell your child for some drugs for prostitution is the lowest of the low that I could even see. I have a 6-year-old, and I'm gonna tell you right now, whoever's listening, I'm gonna tell you right now, if somebody would lay their hand on my child or something like this. They taking me to jail for a reason. They are taking me to jail for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? That man who raped her and killed her, this 29-year-old man, whatever sick thoughts of the devil that was in him, that God will put and lay his hands on this man in jail. I hope they rape every living hole that he has in his body. He gonna pay. He is going to pay. He will pay. This is a very sickening, horrifying, appalling situation. A lot of people I see right now are sending texts around. I don't know if some of you guys got it, about basically, you know, breaking this chain with these children and sending pictures of Shania, basically, you know, just remembering her, you know, as being a beautiful young lady. This child didn't even get to really enjoy her childhood. She had so much of life awaiting her, and it was taken away from her. You know, a mother is somebody that, you know, is a nurturer, you know, let's play devil's advocate, like Felicia said. We don't know the situation of the relationship between the child. Maybe she might have had suffered when she had the child from postpartum depression, never really got, you know, and you know, from what I've seen, apparently from, you know, I guess the aunts and uncles are Caucasian. The young lady that's the mother is black, ladies. I was looking on the news, so I'm assuming that the father is Caucasian, and the mother was black. So maybe there was a race situation going on, or she felt like the child looked more like the father. Maybe there was resentment. Maybe there was, you know, different issues. Maybe the whatever drug she was on took her to another level that she didn't realize what she was doing, you know. But there is no reason for somebody to just give their child away like that.
She probably thought she was going to come back or something, like go take her for a few hours and bring her back. You never know, you know, and he never brought her back.
Right.
Even that option is sick. And, you know,
it's sick, yeah.
Yeah, I can speak on the half white, half black thing because, you know, my daughter's half white, her father's white. And I did suffer from some depression after having her initially because of what was going on in my life, but I never thought of one day of harming myself or her. And I know I can't put words in anybody else's mouth or put myself in that situation or what they go through because everybody has the separate mental issues, but it's just beyond me. I mean, you carried that life for 9 months. How could you not feel anything?
There's a bond somewhere, you know.
No matter what drug you're on, how could you not feel anything?
Yeah. That's dog. You never lied about that. We have another caller live on the line. Caller, you're calling from North Carolina, so you know you've heard about the situation about the young 5-year-old Shania Davis that was murdered, sold for prostitution, and everything. How do you feel about that whole situation? What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, Les? This is Nancy O from the Nancy O Radio Show. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Peace, queen.
Yes, you know, I had to call in and surprise. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm late. I was like, I hope I'm not missing the show. Yes. But definitely, yeah. It's been, like, I live about an hour, hour and a half from Fayetteville where everything went down. But even though I'm not in the same town, it's just, honestly, every time I hear the latest updates about the story, I really get sick to my stomach. It just makes me so, I mean, it literally makes me nauseated. I didn't know. Now supposedly people are starting to talk, this thing is such a child prostitute. I never knew women could sell their children like that into prostitution, like a sex ring for children. I mean, just the very thought of it makes me so sick to my stomach. I just, mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to wrap my brain around that whole concept. I just can't. I have a hard time dealing with it, honestly.
Me too.
Yeah, it's difficult. Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
That's real talk. I mean, like I said, ladies, as a mother, we're all women, and we all know our connection with our own mothers. And that's the person, you know, sometimes, you know, our mothers, you know, get on our nerves sometimes, but we love them. But they're that person that's supposed to be that protector that you go to for advice. That person, like, I know this child was looking, and she might have had went with this guy because her mother said it was okay. Who knows what this woman, you know, because no child would just run to somebody if they, she just went and told this child, go ahead. Who knows what went on? You know, just to think about the little thoughts this young child had in her head before all of this, you know, tragic situation had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, oh, man, you know, it just kills my heart. When I first heard that and they said a five-year-old child, I mean, trafficking your child, a five-year-old. What is going on in this man's mind? 29, a five-year-old. What was you possibly going to do with this child? Honestly, that's sick.
My question is, I wonder, like, how long has it been going on? You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You never know.
Yeah, I don't think it's the first time.
Yeah, I honestly don't believe it's the first time either. You know, if they're saying basically it's been prostitution, I'm assuming this has been ongoing for a while. So, and then besides that, another revelation that was heard through the grapevine was that apparently the child hadn't been in the custody of the mother for a long period of time. Apparently the father had custody of this child. And apparently, I guess, maybe, so who's to say that this woman wasn't going through drug abuse at a time period and she lost her motherly rights, and then, you know, the father was being nice and said, you know, maybe she should spend time with her mother, you know, but not knowing that this woman would, you know, sell their child off. And, you know, went over there and took the child over there and, you know, not knowing that the mother was in a sick state. Apparently the mother told the father that she got herself together and everything like that. So the things that people are willing to do to get a hit.
Mm-hmm. And the little girl probably wanted to see her mother, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, kids always ask all the time.
Uh-huh. Poor Shania, you know, it's like, I mean, I know a lot of people, the people that were actually doing the search crew, because first she came up missing, and for a lot of people, they honestly wanted to actually bring this child back alive. You know, if you look at the child's picture, she's beautiful. She's just, you know, she's like one of those little kids that she got hair just like my daughter and everything, and she's like one of those children that you would like to say, yo, let me just give her a hug or something, you know, just full of joy. And it's like, why? The question is, why? What would, you know, make somebody do something like this to a five-year-old, you know? And we got a caller from the 5850. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement, Peace Queen. I guess they got bumped off, I guess, but I guess they'll call back in a few seconds. Ladies, you know, I mean, this is, I mean, why do you think that, you know, some women stoop to levels to do certain things like this?
Because they have the opportunity, you know, they have the chance to do things. Because even here in Miami, you know, yeah, we have the nightlife here, you know, every night. Every night there's something to do. And, yeah, I am in the entertainment field, but I'm also a mother first and foremost. If I need to drop what I'm doing, I'm gone. I'm gone to my daughter. And some women really just drop their kids off with anyone just to go drink and have fun for the night. How could you sleep at night, or how could you live with yourself knowing that you went to go shake your butt somewhere and something happened to your daughter, your son, because you left them with any old body? I mean, some women, they really don't take that into heart. You know, the hype will always be there. You know what I'm saying? There will always be tomorrow for that. But, you know, tomorrow is never guaranteed with somebody that you love or someone as dear to you as your children. It's not. And it's so not worth it. It really isn't.
And that's definitely real talk. And we have a caller from the 850. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement, with the beautiful Rocky, Felicia Sabri, Ashley, and the beautiful Nancy O. Peace, Queen. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Natalia. Hello, beautiful ladies.
Hello, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. Listen, I just found out about this little girl. I was at work, and I literally broke down in tears.
Yeah.
I have a 5-year-old little girl, and my only thing I keep thinking about is this poor little girl. As whatever's being happened to her, I'm just trying to imagine what the thought was going through her head. Like, what?
Yeah.
Just to know that your mother led you to this tragedy, I don't think we should have mercy on her. She shouldn't be in solitary confinement. I understand why they're doing that, because we don't want to kill her. We need to know what happened. But she need to get her ass stomped. They need to let her out in general population for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Mm.
I'm just heartbroken. Mm. Moms out there, y'all, take care of your children. Like, I heard someone earlier talking about how women want to go out to the clubs, they just drop their children off. It's a shame. I mean, the club is a club. It's just a bunch of niggas in the club. You need to worry about your home. Quit worrying about spending your rent money at the club. Take care of your home first.
And people really do that every weekend. Some of the events that I throw, I really recognize people. Like, they've been here last Saturday. And it's just like, yeah, I'm here for work. But at the end of the day, like I said, if my mother or my sister, who are the only two people who watch my daughter, if they call me or text me at the drop of a second, I'm gone. You guys can handle this. I'm gone. I'll call you in the morning. There's no way in hell I'm sitting here with you guys getting all sweaty and dancing, knowing that my child is at home and I need to be there with her at the moment.
Mm.
Right. Every time I do an event, my kids are blowing up my phone. How's it going? Who you meet, Mom? I will always answer the phone. I will step outside the club. Yes, I'm working. Okay. I'm doing this. But you see moms out here that literally, I knew this girl. I'm ashamed to even say I let her live in my home because she needs a place. But I started noticing that she had a newborn. She would meet somebody, oh, your baby's so cute. She would straight up leave her child with them. She left her for weeks with strangers because she had to go out and party. Women giving women bad rep.
Really do.
I work three jobs. I go to school full
time.
I can't. I just can't imagine.
You said you work three jobs and what?
And I go to school full time, and I'm a soccer mom, a PTA, gymnastics. I'm at everything. There's times I don't go to sleep. I go to Tallahassee for the music conference, and if I have class the next morning in Pensacola at 9 o'clock, believe it, I will leave the club, take a 45-minute nap, and head back to 2.5 hours back home.
I did that yesterday.
But you know what I'm saying? And it's like I will come home and lay in the bed for 30 minutes with my kids because I have to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that's,
I mean, I don't know if y'all saw my tweets, but I was going off Monday morning about this.
Yeah. And like I was telling everybody, I don't know if everybody got the text and stuff, you know, because everybody was texting about remembering Shania and everything. And Nancy, since you're right, like Nancy is right in the North Carolina area.
Oh, wow.
What was the emotion from maybe like your colleagues or just people in that area? What was the emotion behind this story?
You know, it's interesting that you asked that, Lush, because it really hit, you know, I'm in the hip-hop community here, And, you know, a lot of folks, I mean, in this community, it's just like anybody else, you know, they have kids, they have nieces and nephews, they have sisters. And actually, a male rapper by the name of Rain from Fayetteville, North Carolina, him and his crew, they released, and these are guys, and they did as soon as her body was found, like that day, they released a tribute track to her. And it's just like reverb, like real deep around the hip-hop community. I mean, it really shocked me, not shocked me, it surprised me that the guys and the barbershops were buzzing just as much as, you know, the women and stuff. So it has rung very deep.
Yep, it does.
It makes you think. It could be, there's so many mothers out here, and I do give up big ups to all the mothers out here that are doing, you know, they shit, holding things down for their children. We just, I don't know, sometimes I think we are a good example, but sometimes people don't follow our example. I try to be a leader. I try to show and talk to all these girls and be like, yo, you don't need to do this. You don't need to be hustling dudes, prostituting yourself, you know, being in the clubs. You a single mom, you can get aid. You can get help and take your ass to school and get money to do all that.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if you can't, I mean, because here's my situation. Because I went to school initially, and I'm currently a paralegal. And when I went back to school.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. When I went back to school to get another degree, I made too much money to get any aid. But you know what I did? I made that sacrifice to pay for my school. You know what I'm saying? And people will help you and step up to you and back you when you're willing to work that hard for yourself. Because there were times when, you know, my tuition was over $1,000 and my parents, I did not ask them, they fronted me the money. You know, so it's not like it cannot be done. It can. You know, we live in the country of opportunity and just so much freedom to do whatever you want to do. And for us to just sit on our ass, be addicts, you know, let our kids go astray, you know, be no role models for them. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous at this point. It really is. It really is. And it's shameful.
The question I have for all of you ladies, right, you know, some people could say we don't know what situation might have had torn the lady, maybe emotional distress or whatever, this, that, and third. Should this woman get counseling or should she get the death penalty? Should this man be released into, you know, should he get the death penalty or should he get counseling? Do you feel like somebody like that can be rehabilitated? Felicia Sabri.
Not at all. I think that if you're going to take a life, then your life should be taken. I mean, it's too malicious. Like, as a child, you not only sexually molested her, you murdered her. You should be murdered. I think everybody should be able to throw rocks at him, like, and torture him and make him burn in hell. Because it's evil to do something like that.
That's real talk right there.
That's how I feel about it.
Ashley, how do you feel about the situation? What do you think should happen?
Yeah, I think I wonder. I know the lady. I mean, it's so sad what she did her daughter. But then it makes me wonder what was done to her to make her act out like that. Like, obviously, her mom was scrambled on drugs because they speculate that she sold her daughter for drugs and or money. But then it makes you also wonder, you know, like kind of like I guess men who abuse women. Do they do it because they saw their dads do it? Like, you know, it makes me wonder, like, what has she experienced in her life? Not to say that, you know, she doesn't deserve to be punished, because I believe that hands down, she definitely deserves to be punished. But then it makes me wonder, what did she experience and go through to make her feel like that she has to sell her daughter? You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's a grown woman, but, like, what did she have to endure and was able to make it through that her daughter was not able to make it through?
So Nancy, do you feel like she should receive counseling versus being, you know, set death penalty?
She needs both.
Counselor before you kill her, huh? Ashley, Miss Photographics, what do you think?
I mean, I feel basically the same way. I don't know. I guess we don't know the details until the case actually starts. But you never know, like, what state of mind the mother was in, how far gone she was at the time, you know what I'm saying? But if it was up to me, I would say give her life in prison and death penalty for the dude.
Okay, yeah. All right. And Rocky, how you feel about the situation?
I kind of feel the same way because, like, at first I was thinking, okay, she should deserve, she gets both, you know, the counseling first, then the death penalty. But, you know, I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, someone else did make a point when they said you never know what she endured, even though that doesn't excuse what she did. You know, but for her to get the counseling and be sober, I think for her to live with that guilt for the rest of her life, that's worse than death.
Real talk. And Natalia, I love Natalia because Natalia has the same name as my daughter. So, Natalia, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know. I know that they were saying that the dude was charged with kidnapping. They don't know if he killed her. Now, did they confirm that yet? That he was the one? Because they know that he kidnapped her. She was alive when she was with him. But I know that they were trying before they could push charges on him. Mm-hmm. They needed to find out where she died and everything. So I don't know. Now, he deserved to go to jail for kidnapping her. But we don't know if he took her back to the drug dealer and they did whatever they did to her.
Mm-hmm.
But mom deserves counseling. She should be, I mean, I don't mind killing her. I mean, I do. I'm sorry, as a mother, I'm not trying to be judgmental on her. But I know my children come first. And I'm a molested. I've been molested. I've been raped. That's how I lost my virginity. It's been so much shit that's happened to a lot of us. And we don't, I know right now, I'm paranoid. Like, what's the one girl says, only her mother and her sister watch her children? Me too. I don't trust mom. I take my kids to work if I have to. No one watches. So I think, yeah, she should get a little bit of counseling, spend some time in prison, because that guilt, she ain't going to have no drugs in prison. She's going to have to face her reality. But I still think we need to put a needle in her arm, because that little girl did not deserve this. I'm thinking about the fear that this little girl went through, the last few moments of her life. That's not justifiable. That little girl went through so much fear. And she had no idea what was going on. And just sold her right into the hands of the devil. And I'm down with gas on her, whatever. But you can talk to her all you want.
Man, this is real talk right here, man. This is some serious stuff right here, man. This is some serious thoughts, man. We got, you know what I'm saying, we got another issue and stuff. What are your closing thoughts on this situation, ladies, starting with Felicia Sabree, and then we're going to move on. Felicia Sabree, what's your closing thoughts on Shania's situation?
On Shania's situation, I just think it's a wake-up call for the parents out there. You know what I mean? Like, hold your children tight. Tell them you love them. Protect them. You know, be involved in their lives. It's just so unfortunate. And also, you know, for any parents out there, if you ever suspect anything, if your child's being molested or anything like that, they're trying to tell you, like, definitely take precaution and the necessary steps to know what's really going on. But all I can, you know, I'm not a mother yet, and it's crazy because I listen to you guys, and I probably would be the same way, so overprotective. But it makes me feel like, you know, I definitely want children, it's going to happen, but it's like motherhood, like I know that it's a challenge, and, you know, your children are your everything, and I'm kind of scared to bring a child to this life because there's so much evil, and you just never know what could happen. Like, who wants to ever bury their kid? You know what I mean? And that's something that you may have to endure as a mother. Just, it's just crazy. But I just say, love your children close, you know, pay attention and know what's going on in the news and everything like that, and just be aware. You know, God bless the little girl, RIP.
Yep, definitely. Nancy, what are your final thoughts on Shania Davis' situation?
My final thoughts are, I mean, I don't want her to have died in vain. So, I don't know what would need to take place, but something would need to happen to, because I don't want this to be like a story that's here now, and then 2 months later, everyone has forgotten about it. That's my final thoughts. I feel like I don't know what needs to be done, but something needs to be done. So, like from the social aspect, what can what can be done so other little girls don't get put into situations like that? I don't know. I mean, it's such a big problem, obviously, with, you know, child prostitution, but I just don't want her death to be in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The fact
so
of
what
the
do you
is,
what do you suggest is never going to end
if we really want to be honest. Like, stuff is going to keep happening. Like, things that are happening now is not no different than what used to happen back in time. You know what I mean? Like, life is the same. Before we were here, when we're gone, while we're here. It's just everybody really needs to get right with God. I'm sorry for interrupting, but be safe and just hope that, you know, once your flesh is gone, that your soul is going straight to heaven. You know, it's sad to, you know, to just even imagine what these people go through, the terror, because you can see it in a movie, and the movie feels so real, so just imagine real life. Like, this is life, and these things happen every day, and it's not a spot.
That's real talk.
Right with God.
Ashley, how do you feel? What are your final thoughts on that?
My final thoughts on it would be to, like, all the mothers out there, single mothers, married mothers, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Be careful of who you take into your home, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the mom had been fooling around with this dude, you know what I'm saying, for a while. This ain't just happened overnight, so you have to be careful. You don't know people. You could be sleeping with a murderer, you know, every night and never know.
Right.
And that's real talk. You never lied about that girl, for real. Rocky, what's your final thoughts on it?
To tell you the truth, I'm heartbroken, because especially being a single mom, and, you know, it just breaks my heart. It really does. There's no reason for it. There really isn't. There really isn't any reason for it, and I don't think any child should be denied their childhood. I mean, yes, it happens, but it just shouldn't happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We think we can only bear so much as adults, and, you know, I know in her head she just kept wondering, you know, when is it going to be over, and when am I going to go home to daddy or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, please don't even say, I'm going to stop crying, please don't even say that. For real, man.
All you ladies make a difference,
yeah,
because you guys protect your children, and that's what you're supposed to do, so, you know, that's good, and a lot of other mothers, you know, can be just the same way and try to change their ways before it's too late.
For real, man. This is almost like a soap, like you're watching a movie or something. Like, this is just like crazy. And Natalia, what are your final thoughts on it?
Well, I don't even know this little girl, and I love her.
I know. Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm that mom that all the neighborhood kids come hang out over here. Because I'd rather you play at my house and my children play at your house. I can keep an eye on what's going on. And I wish that more mothers were out there like us and would put their priorities. And I think it was Ashley or Miss Roxy, what she was saying. I don't want this to happen in vain. Like, something needs to come out of this. I know that this little girl, I've been crying for her almost every night and praying for her and praying to God that, you know, she's in a better place, that right now she ain't feeling her pain anymore. But my prayers go out to her family. You know, I know that right now this is a very hard thing to deal with. And I'm loving the support and the love and the outpouring of emotion that's coming from everyone, because this isn't just his daughter. This is all of ours daughters, you know.
That's real talk.
Exactly.
That's real talk. And I think that was Nancy that made that suggestion. And Nancy, since you made that suggestion, what do you think? Should we do something like, almost like, you know how they have like the night watch, like the neighborhood watch? Like, should we have like a group of, like, you know, mothers should do some kind of pact that, like, if your child says that she feels something's funny with their friend or anything, to, like, at least look out for these kids? What can we do? What can we do? We need to do some kind of national remembrance or something for this child, because this can't just go like this, for real. This could be any one of our daughters. This could be any one of our nieces. This, God forbid, it could be any one of our unborn children. Who knows? This is serious right here, man. For real. What do you think, Nancy?
I would say, I guess, number one, it would start with just reminding parents to listen to their kids. kids will tell you, the kids are interested. I mean, they will tell you, I think kids are less likely to lie than an adult, and I think a lot of times adults are quick to dismiss when a child tells them that something has happened. You know, either bad or good, you know, they're quick to dismiss children. So I think parents need to be reminded to listen to their kids, because one thing you always hear from victims of sexual abuse is, I told my mom or I told my auntie and nobody believed me. So and that's a story that I hear all the time. So I think parents need to be reminded they need to listen to their kids. I mean, I don't know if that needs to be a movement or a slogan or whatever, but people and parents and people in the school system just need to listen to kids. I mean, they're little. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not just little humans. You know, they have emotions and feelings and all that. So people need to listen to their children. Mm.
Yeah. Makes you care for the future. It really does.
That's mm-hmm. real tough. Ladies, we're going to stay on the line with us. We're going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about this young man who basically stripped his son naked and executed him in an empty parking lot after he committed to sexually molesting his 3-year-old half-sister. We're going to talk about that situation in a few minutes. And we're also going to talk about Oprah. Oh, it's ending her show. What's really going on? How you feel about that situation?
Are you serious?
And why is she doing it? Is a lot of heat coming down? We're going to talk about it in a few. We're going to come back after this quick commercial, and also we're going to let Nancy O talk about the women in hip-hop and the whole movement that's going down in North Carolina in a few. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget, it's Street Queens, the movement. Powerful women doing powerful things, man. Look out.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway, showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, partners from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Make sure you check out the Performance Tour. Our sponsor, Strictly Bump 1. They are one of the hottest clothing lines in the urban community. Check out strictlybump1.com, along with www.myperformancetour for all your models and all your independent artists. This is something that you really need to jump on. Official sponsors of Street Queens, the movement, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your marketing needs. And we're also supporting a movement that's going down in North Carolina, and we're going to be talking about that in a quick second, real quick, in the quick commercial break. Nancy, tell us about the situation that's going down in North Carolina with the whole women's empowerment stuff, and we're going to go on to the next topic.
All right, first of all, I want to thank Lush and Diverse Media Group for their sponsorship. The Soul Hip-Hotomy, a.k.a. Soul and Hip-Hop-Hotomy, formerly known as Women of Hip Hop Radio Honors and Concert event, will be taking place March 11th through the 13th, 2010, in Durham and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And the Women in Hip Hop Radio Special has been going on. 2010 will be the 5th anniversary of the Women in Hip Hop Radio Special, and it will be the 2nd year for the Women in Hip Hop Honors and Concert, and we will be honoring women whose work positively moves the hip-hop culture forward. And then the concert will be female rappers as well as some male artists and soul singers performing their material. And the most exciting thing about 2010 event that has just been decided this year is Soul Hip-Hotomy, the Women in Hip-Hop event, will be presenting the BABY program, which is the Building a Better You program, that has been in existence since 2001, and it is a personal development and life skills and fashion program for preteen and teenage girls in Durham, North Carolina. A lot of the girls in the program come through the juvenile court system in Durham, and they do a lot of work in the community with helping these girls build self-esteem, helping them cope through life, helping them become confident and driven and just have vision and believe in themselves. So I'm very excited about that, and we're going to be having it's going to be a full-day event. We're going to have the daytime event for the girls and their parents, and then we're going to have the Honors in Concert Women in Hip Hop event for the adults. So we're really excited about that.
That's definitely something that, you know, ladies, you know what I'm saying, if you guys, ladies that's on deck with us, if you can support that movement, definitely, because we need more situations like this to honor, you know, the women that are definitely the striving force behind, you know, most of these men out here. Behind every strong man is a strong woman. And, you know, our ladies, all these ladies on here on deck on Street Queens Movement tonight, and even our ladies that haven't joined us tonight, you know, are definitely strong women doing things in the industry, whether they be, whether they're mothers, whether they're publicists, whether they own their own companies, whether they're doctors, lawyers, whatever they are doing something positive and trying to make a difference in this society and in the community and in the industry. We also had to shout out our CG Michelle, E2K Magazine, and Lissette, also our beautiful queens. Unfortunately, they couldn't join us tonight, but we got to send them a shout out and always show love to our ladies. But we have our ladies, Ashley and Felicia, live on the line, and we're joined with three beautiful women, Miss Rocky, Miss Nancy O, and Miss Natalia. And if you're just joining in, we were talking earlier about the 5-year-old Shania Davis. And we made some strong points about that situation, and we just talked about the situation with Nancy O that's going down in North Carolina, so you guys definitely need to support that. Nancy, how can we find this information? How can, you know, we lend a hand? How can artists submit their music? How can, you know, they submit anything for, you know, the situation or sponsorship? Where can we log on to?
They can go to www.sohippotomy.com, and that is www.sohippotomy, sohippotomy.com, and they can also reach out to me via email at womenofhiphop@gmail.com. That is myself answering all the emails, and then we're also on Twitter at twitter.com/sohippotomy. Definitely would love to have more female rappers, more female business owners, not just in hip-hop, but just in the industry itself, reaching out and being part of this event.
Okay.
Definitely. So ladies, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to definitely shoot you guys. The ladies that's on the line with us, I'm going to shoot you Nancy's information so you guys can, you know what I'm saying, definitely be a part of that whole situation, because us ladies, we have to support each other, man, because, you know, sometimes these men, hey, you already know what it is.
Yeah, they be trying to take us down sometimes.
For real. So now we get into another serious situation. And this segment, if you're just joining us tonight on Street Queens, the Movement with all our beautiful ladies, we're talking about, you know, what's going on. This is what's going on Street Queens, the Movement. You know, what's going on in the world. We have a father, basically, found out on ABC News, a 15-year-old boy, who was killed by his father in an executional style killing, spent the last moments of his life saying, "No, Daddy, no." Jamar Pinckney Jr. was shot in the head Monday by his 37-year-old father, Jamar Pinckney Sr., who allegedly made the teen strip his clothes off and kneel in a vacant lot before he was killed by a single bullet. The boy's mother, Lizette Cherry, told the Detroit Free Press that Pinckney Sr. showed up at her Highland Park mansion home after she told told him that their son had made a startling confession. According to Cherry, the 15-year-old had admitted to having inappropriate contact with his 3-year-old half-sister. I called and told his father, "This isn't something you sweep under the rug." Cherry, who was unable to be reached by ABC News, told the paper, Pinckney Sr. began to pistol whipping his son in the living room where the teen lived with his mother before taking him outside. Despite Cherry's plea to stop, the father marched the naked boy into the lot and made him kneel down. As the boy pleaded for his life and his distraught mother looked on, Pinckney Sr. allegedly executed the boy with a shot to the head. Pinckney Sr. was charged with first-degree murder and, if convicted, could spend the rest of his life in prison. The judge entered not guilty plea on behalf of Pinckney. He is also charged with 3 counts of felonious assault and 1 count for felony of firearm. Video of arraignment shows a relative of the child being taken out to the courtroom after screaming, "No, no," when Pinckney Sr. was led into court. His lawyer called the incident a devastating tragedy. "My client is in shock and in mourning, but is hopeful that his family will be able to come out of this in the whole state of possible." Pinckney, who turned himself into the authorities, had no previous criminal record and worked for years as a letter carrier for the U.S. Postal System. Boy killed by father was known as Teddy Bear. No individual has the right to exact the death penalty on another or basically somebody saying that basically no one has the right to basically, play God, and give judgment. And even though Pinckney Sr. had never been diagnosed with mental health problems, allegedly the murder of Chu, there must be issues. They're trying to basically say that this man has mental issues and stuff like that. So this is the thing, ladies. Do you think that the father was right in the situation? Do you feel like he was to the point where he was just so in shock that you can touch a little girl like that? This is a person that had no criminal record. This dude had a clean slate, worked for years for the Postal Service, a law-abiding citizen, and just went off the record stair when you touched my baby and lost it. Was that more of a defense mechanism of, let's switch the tables? Like with Shania's mother, she wasn't protective, but the father in this situation was in a sense of a defense mechanism because somebody touched his little girl. Mind you, she was 3 years old. So was he right in the situation he did? Should he get the death penalty? Should he get counseling? What do you think in that situation? What are your thoughts on that, Felicia?
I think that he definitely overreacted. He just lost it, basically. I don't think the little boy deserved to be shot, execution in the head by his own father. They could have got him help. They could have evaluated the situation. He basically just didn't react, and that's you need to think before you do something because there's consequences for every action, and I'm pretty sure he feels bad because regardless, he still murdered his son, even though his son did something that is immoral and not right. At 15 years old, that's not right. So, it's sad for the little girl. Hopefully she won't remember, but you never know. She may remember this. She may be traumatized. I just don't think that the boy, should have been stripped down, beaten, and shot. I think that it could have been handled, differently. Definitely rehabilitation. I believe people do deserve a second chance, I don't know. It's crazy because we don't really know the extent, if it was an ongoing thing, how many times he touched her. We don't know the situation. I just don't think that the little boy, I don't think he deserved to die that day instantly,
That's real talk right there. Along with that, Natalia, how do you feel about the situation?
Well, I think he acted out of emotion. Now, the mother's on the line listening. Now, we all safe. Anybody, I mean, come on, just think as a mother point of view. We find out a little girl has been touched, raped, abused. We gon' act. Isn't there, like, a law, like, if you act on your emotions or something like that happens seriously, that they don't necessarily go, like, you did that maliciously? I think the father was beating his son out of anger, like, I can't believe I showed you better than that. And I think it escalated. It, like Felicia said, it probably went overboard. It didn't need to go to that. But I think he was in such a rage and so hurt and angry that he probably was not thinking right. And he probably pulled that trigger just in so much anger and angst in his body. He probably didn't realize what the hell he was doing once he dragged or took that boy outside naked. But, I mean, at the same time, I can sit and understand. I'm not even trying to – but do something to my child. I'm going to kill everybody. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny like that. But without my children, there ain't me. And I would die or hate to think when all I've been doing for the last 10 years of my life is trying to keep them protected from men or women who – are sexually abusing, you know, who are devious and stuff, and to find out that you're a little girl, I mean, I think, not saying that it should be more leaning on him, but I think as parents, you know, when we hear something happen to our child, we react. And sometimes, you know, we don't think about it, but we just, like, in our name of our child, no, you didn't.
That's real talk right there. And Ashley, what you think about it?
My bad, man. I had my phone on mute, but this is my first. That's my first time hearing about it. I agree with the other ladies. I think he acted out of emotion. You know, if somebody tell you that, your first instinct, you never know what you will do. But I think he went a little bit too far because I mean the child is only 15 years old, and it is his son, right?
It is his son.
Yeah, so I think he went a little bit too far. And then again, we don't know all the details. The child could have not been right, you know, himself, you know. You never know the situation, but it went a little too far. So, I don't know.
So do you think the father should get the death penalty, or do you think that he should get counseling?
What about counseling and life? I don't know,
if you feel that way, that's then we want to hear, you know, how you feel about the situation. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I think it went a little too far. Counseling, you know, that's cool too, but I don't know. He didn't have to, like, actually get the gun. You know, you got to do all this before you pull the trigger, you know. What's going on in your head, you know? So, yeah. He needs a little time, yeah, on that.
Okay. And Rocky, how do you feel about it?
To tell you the truth, I'm between a rock and a hard place on this one because at the end of the day, they're both his children. It's like, you know, as a parent, you try not to pick sides, but at the same time, the seriousness of the situation of what he did, and it also kind of makes me think that, you know, maybe the boy was showing signs that, you know, something wasn't too right upstairs and they were kind of sweeping it under the rug. Like, you know, the mom said, this isn't a situation to sweep under the rug. Because I don't think he just woke up one day and said, oh, let me touch my little sister inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I think there had to be little crumbs of things to make up, you know, this big event. And they were trying to suppress it on their own without the counseling. And now it escalated to this. And now he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of on the fence about this one.
Okay. That's real talk right there. And Nancy, how do you feel about it?
I don't know enough about the story. Like someone said earlier about the little boy, you know, was he, you know, mentally balanced? Obviously the dad wasn't. It's such a bizarre story. I just can't believe that a father would just go and just shoot his child in the head. Like, what? I mean, it makes me wonder. I mean, obviously his mind state wasn't all the way 110% there, but then anytime I hear about stories like this, just like the Shania Davis, the mom, it makes me think what has happened to, like, this dad in the past that will make him react so, like, has he ever reacted, like, in the extreme? Like, he's never been arrested, doesn't have a criminal history, but, like, in his family, you know, does his family know, you know, any other situations where, you know, he's been, like, over the edge, you know, where he's gone, like, overboard? I mean, that's an overreaction, obviously. So it's just such a strange case. I would just like more information about it before I can make a good judgment on, judgment call on, you know, what should happen with him, whether or not he deserves a death penalty or counsel.
Yeah. And apparently, because it was asked, where did it happen? Apparently, I think it was in Detroit. It was in Detroit. It happened in Detroit. And the situation. What my thing is, we have to thank the listeners that are listening in the chat room and everything. Thank you guys for coming through and checking out us on Street Queens the Movement. What's going on? We talked about Shania Davis right now at the moment. We're talking about the fifth year old that was executed by his father after revealing that he had been molesting his 3-year-old half sister. My thing is like this. Was it a situation where the boy was constantly, you know, touching his sister and, you know, they had, you know, just been leaving it alone, like, you know, maybe he'll stop and, oh, I told you to stop, and now you're not listening, and like, or is it a situation where this guy, he has a clean slate, or maybe he was molested by somebody and he kept it suppressed and it might have had triggered something and it just, he just went off berserk, like, you know, like maybe this, the father was molested, you know, in the past and kept it dormant, and it just brought back memories for him, and he lost it on his son, you know, and, you know, or the emotion of the fact that this is my little girl and you're touching her. It doesn't matter if you're my child, but you touched my little girl. You know, men are usually very attached to their little girls. So it could have been a situation of defense mode as a father that just went to a tragic situation. Either way, this was his son. This is his blood, you know, and he executed his child. I think as he thinks back now, I think he acted on emotion. And it's one of those things like, somebody pissed you off, you got into a fight, and you totally blank out, and you start beating them to a bloody pulp, and you realize, wow, why am I doing this right now? One of those moments he might have had just blacked out to the point, and after it, he's realizing, like, wow, I just killed my own son. So I think they have to give more details about what's going on. You know, they need to, you know, basically, you know, find out how long this situation was going on. And also the question is with the mother, do you feel like maybe she kind of antagonized the situation? Did she tell the man, yeah, you need to do something. Yeah, you really need to do something to him or something. Who knows? Maybe she wanted him to do something to the boy, but didn't know that it was going to escalate to the point. And, you know, why couldn't she stand in between the situation? If, you know, who knows? Who knows the situation?
She probably didn't think he was going to react. She probably wanted to take the situation, let's take the situation into our hands as parents. I mean, they could have prosecuted their own son. You know, if it comes down to it, if he's wrong, he's wrong. You know what I mean? As a mother, that's how I would want to handle the situation, you know, deal with the authorities and, you know, everybody who's experts on this type of situation. But he overreacted completely and killed his own flesh and blood and probably felt like, I brought you here, I'm going to take you out.
Yeah.
You can't F with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a man.
He probably committed this crime, like, not saying, like, out of passion, out of, like, I'm in love with you, but, like, out of passion, like, so much fear and anger, like, this little girl, like I was thinking earlier, like maybe he got molested, and that triggers something, and he knew what
yeah,
it
you
was
never know.
To be. And I think that he probably meant to scare the hell out of this boy, and it just went way too far. I think that when he was probably trying to scare him, it was registering in his head what was going on, what he did, and I think he pulled it. And I know that that man is probably, I know he's regretting that. He's probably thinking, like, this went out of hand. He probably could not control his emotions, like a crime out of emotion, I guess, however you say, but he's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he needs a death penalty. I do think he needs counseling. They need to look into this more, but I don't think he needs to necessarily, I mean, die. I know what he did was insane, but as a mother, I don't think I could kill my other child for hurting my one child.
But at the same time, we don't know. We're not in that situation. When we find a child has been raped or sodomized or anything, I could tell you, we're not thinking clearly, mother or father. And I'm pretty sure he was not thinking clearly. He probably not wanted to go this far, just trying to scare the shit out of the boy. And the boy, you know, unfortunately, rest in peace, he is gone. And I wish the mother would have stood in front of them, because, I mean, I would have definitely stood in front of the gun and the boy. But all three parties probably didn't realize it was going to happen like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's Anaya's mama, so I don't think he should get the death penalty.
For real, like, yeah, Shania's mother definitely need to get the penalty, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if we can do a rally or something. She got to get something. I don't care. We got to get some pickets or something. That woman cannot walk off free at all off this situation. I will lose it. Do you hear me? So, you know, we need to do a petition for something, you know, for Shania. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, beautiful angel, you know what I'm saying, that got lost in this corrupt world of nonsense, you know what I'm saying, that your mother created for you. But you know what? You know, you're up there in a better place. And you know, rest in peace, you know, the 15-year-old that passed, hopefully he could have got counseling about the situation. You know, but, you know, man, it's just unfortunate, man. And so, ladies, what are your final thoughts on this situation in regards to this whole situation? What's your final thoughts, Ashley? Ashley, you there? Earth to Spock, are you there? Ashley, you there? Okay, we're going to come back to Ashley. Rocky, what's your final thoughts on that?
I mean, like I said, you know, the situation is just sad, period, because both children are affected. You know, a family is torn in half now. And I just think that it's been little pieces to lead up to this big mess. And I think that they tried to suppress it a little bit too much, and it just, you know, it was just handled, as you can see, inappropriately, and, you know, a life is lost.
And that's real talk right there. Nancy, what's your final thoughts on that situation?
All I can say is just God bless the children. All I can really say, I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, you know, if you're religious or not, but that's all I thought about when I kept hearing the stories about her situation, and then the little boy who got shot by his dad this week. So there's nothing much more than I can say beyond that.
That's real talk. And Natalia, what do you think about it?
I'm personally praying for the whole family. I don't know, when this man comes out of his shock and he realizes, you know, what he did, you know, he's going to be hurting. I wish that, you know, it didn't happen like the way it did. I wish that little boy didn't lose his life. And I don't know what to do with that situation. I'm on the fence with that one, too. I understand why the father did what he did, an extent, but then I don't understand the execution. Like, I don't understand that. But my prayers are with the family. I hope that, you know, God will lead them through this, and we got to, we got to, like, watch our kids better.
Much better. Much better.
Ashley, you back with us, Ashley? Ashley, you there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are your final thoughts on the father executing his son?
Basically, I don't know what to say. You know, it's a lot going on. A lot of people say, you know, the world is full of trouble, but it's not the world. The world is standing still. It's the people that's in it. And like the last person said, we have to keep a better eye on our kids and what's going on. So I just don't know. I guess we have to wait and see, because I think it was more to the story. It sounds like anger, like, really involved somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go that far, so I guess we just have to wait and see.
Yeah. True. Felicia Sabri, what are your final thoughts on that situation?
Yeah, I basically feel the same way as her. I want to see how the whole thing reveals itself. because it does sound like it's a little bit more deeper. You know what I mean? Like everything with the boy, the father, the whole entire family. Like I just don't know what to say. But it's sad that the little boy lost his life. You know, it's just unfortunate. You know,
that's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know everything. I said God bless the child. All the children, you know, these children don't ask to be born here. You know, a lot of people need to just keep their legs closed. These child don't belong. They don't deserve this cruelty, this abuse. You know, even like the young lady that put the children in the freezer. Like, what is going on with these people? Like, some people just don't deserve to have kids. You know, real talk. And then some people really have issues that really need to deal with them by getting counseling of some sort, you know. So I just pray that, you know, somewhere we can, you know, find some kind of peace and some kind of balance. And this one right here, you know, some people laughed at this story and some people were shocked and some people were just had no words to say, and they asked, what's going on and where, how are these children learning this? It came to the table that there was a 9-year-old young girl in the library performing oral sex on a 7-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
The young boy raised his hand to report to the librarian that he was being sexually assaulted or, you know, being performed on. The librarian stated to him, if you're not telling on yourself, then you don't need to tell at all. And the young lady continued to perform oral sex on a 7-year-old boy in a library. Now, first and foremost, where are the adults? How is this allowed to happen? What is this? Where is this girl learning this from?
Exactly.
Your thoughts on that, Rocky? Your thoughts on that, Rocky?
Well, to tell you the truth, living in a bigger city, and there are a lot of misguided children out here. There really are. It's very sad. There are hundreds and thousands of misguided children, especially in Miami. I mean, for what they have as mothers, they think it's okay to do certain things. They think it's okay to act a certain way, to behave a certain way in public. I mean, there really isn't anyone to give our young ladies any structure or how to present yourself as a lady, or, you know, to just have a childhood as a little girl. You know, honestly, I still played with dolls until I got to, like, my 9th grade of high school. Seriously. Where is that anymore? And it's like, I feel like I'm living in a third world now, because it's just like everything's so fast. Like even my niece the other day, you know, I was sitting at my sister's house, and she's walking around dancing around the house, and I had to yell at her real quick. I'm like, no, you don't do that. You know, I know you see it at school or whatever, but you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's just, the highway is too open. And I think it has a lot to do with a lot of ladies, you know, being young mothers, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're trying to be more open, not as restricted as their parents used to be with them, because they wanted freedom when they were younger. But you know what? The highway, the lanes are way too open. We need to narrow them big time, big time.
Mm. And that's real tough.
Lead by example.
And Rocky, was that Natalia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky, how do you feel about that?
Oh, no, that was me talking previously.
Oh, okay.
I was just agreeing, my bad.
Okay. Natalia, how you feel about that?
I mean, it's the parents. These little girls, they, like she said, the lanes are too open.
Mm.
I'm strict, so I'm the enforcer. The neighborhood kids love coming over here, but I enforce them rules. And they like some boundaries. They might front like they don't.
But
they need that. That's how we show them that we care. We don't want nothing to happen. Moms out here, I'm an associate in passing, and she was 7 months pregnant, smoking, on ecstasy, drinking at the club. And
had her daughter sleeping in the car, waiting for her to come out, and she was 7 months pregnant.
That
and,
is,
I ain't gonna say what I did, but I did report that. But if
that
we,
just ain't right.
I mean, she was talking about how her child. She mentioned that because she has 6 kids. Talking about how that her 18-month-old baby was watching her give head or fellatio to her husband in the bed. And I said, excuse me? And she was just like, yeah, she was watching. We some not us because I don't, but some young mothers, they don't sit here and realize just because they little, they absorb in that. If that's all they see growing up and you thinking your child, but this is affecting your child. She's thinking that's okay. For a 9-year-old to be given oral sex in the library, to feel so free to do that, she's seen a lot. And she need to get taken away from her mama.
That's crazy right there.
I hope DC up was called, and I don't know. I'm just
Nancy. How you?
Was that Les? That was in DC.
No,
I said called DC up.
But what school? Where did this happen?
I think they were in the library by themselves. I mean, I didn't go. I'm telling you, I live so sheltered. I didn't go nowhere by myself until like I was like in my teens. My daughter goes to the library at 7 years old by herself. She's just not. Even now, my sister goes to the library with her kids, and my nephew's 10. So why are they by themselves? I don't understand that.
It's crazy. Nancy, how you feel about that?
I feel like I'm looking right at. I'm. My first question was like, where? They look right at home. Like, what is this child's whole life like? That was the first thing that popped in my head when I heard this. So I didn't even think, like, oh, my gosh, what a bad little girl. Or, you know what I'm saying? I immediately was like, what in the world is going on? Because that is, to me, it's a learned behavior. Straight up and down, she's 9 years old, learned it somewhere. And my first thought immediately was like, what is her home life like? And that's where I would start and go from there.
That's real talk right there. And Ashley, how you feel about that?
Man, this story is crazy. Like, I don't know, kids see a lot at home, you know, and then they'll act out in public. But then, too, a lot of it has to do what they hear and see on TV. You know what I'm saying? The music that they listen to. And kids are curious nowadays, so... You know, you can expect, like, anything, but you have to be, like, a stern parent, you know what I'm saying? Not too strict, but you have to lay the law down, for real.
That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, some real talk. Like, it's just so much stuff, you know, going on, with these kids and everything, you know, with everything that's going on. It's just like the kids are exposed to so much nonsense, though, ladies. It's like, I mean, you know, when we were coming up back in the day, the FCC, even with like with the Janet Jackson malfunction, they fined them and everything. It was like so serious. Now TMZ can cuss. Regular TV is saying the B word, the D word. I mean, HBO, BET, all. It's saying the F word. I mean, the kids are exposed to so much. Even the cartoons are exposed to so much. Some of these cartoons on Cartoon Network, the kids shouldn't even be watching. Like, some of this stuff is raunchy. Like, I mean, when we were coming up, we had Captain Kangaroo, Mr. Rogers, Soul, you know, Electric Company, you know what I'm saying, Romper Room. But it's like, nowadays... You know, when somebody cuss, a lot of us would be like, oh, you cuss. Now it's like it's an everyday thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They just expose it so much. I mean, YouTube. I mean, we all deal with the entertainment industry. And we know YouTube is, you know, utilized for certain things for us. But at the same time, it's opened a window of nonsense. Just like the young boy that was beaten to death, you know, and then videotaped and put it on YouTube, and nobody called the ambulance. No one called 911. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, what is the world coming to, guys? For real.
Yeah.
The kids are exposed to a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, I was watching Adult Swim the other night on Cartoon Network, and Robot Chicken came on. I don't know if you all seen.
Yeah, I know Robot.
And the lady, they had like an American Idol episode, and the girl was like, if I had known I wasn't going to win, I would have sucked this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
whoa. And
yeah.
It was like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night. I was like, dang, you know, so.
Yeah, the kids can definitely not watch that.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? They've just been exposed to so much nonsense. And you know what I'm saying? The last issue, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a super old fan. I'm not a super Oprah fan. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because I feel like she could do a lot for a lot of us, you know, minorities. But, you know, we already know who she chooses to deal with. But, you know, I ain't knocking her. She got money. She could do whatever she want to do. But your girl O is deciding to end her show. Now, why did it come about? She's going to explain to us on Friday. Will you guys miss her? Or you really won't notice the difference. I mean, what are your thoughts on it, Felicia?
I didn't know that she was going to end the show. But, you know, I'm busy and I'm working, so I never really watch Oprah anyway. But, honestly, when I do have the time, I watch it. I think her show is interesting. I don't know. She only deals with, you know, the rich and the famous. But, I mean, that's what every talk show host does. I mean, I don't know. Oprah's a powerful woman. I don't know if I totally agree with you. I maybe, like, she's supposed to be helping out who, because, you know, she's got a lot of things going on, you know, with her wealth. And I feel like she does spread the wealth, even though we're not feeling it. I think her show will be missed, though. She always has the hottest people, you know, the A-list actors, superstars, and then your random people who've gone through random things. I jumped out of a plane and I survived. I remember seeing that one in Chick-fil-A. But maybe she could have more black people, more regular black people on the show with, you know, different real life scenarios other than something like that. But I think it'll be missed. But, you know, Wendy Williams has got picked up again, so everybody's going to watch that.
That's real talk. Ashley, how you feel about that?
I think I agree with you towards the whole minority thing, but I guess her, 2 billion and something viewers, they're going to miss her, so I don't know what they're going to do, but I really don't watch her, you know what I'm saying, like that, you know what I'm saying, but I'm pretty sure it's something else up her sleeve that she's going to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
to keep her, you know, in the limelight, so, you know, mm-hmm. and then she got the whole magazine thing, and maybe she's going to produce more movies, who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact,
yeah.
I thought she was talking about something about getting her own network, so.
Yeah.
Well, she got the bread for it, so I believe it's geared towards another project, most likely.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure she'll still be around. So.
That's true. Nancy, how you feel about it?
I feel a certain type of way because Oprah, I admire her just because she's come from a really long way. So my question is, like, what's next? Like, what is Oprah? Like, how is she going to tie me? And you get a car, and you get a car, and you get, I mean, you know, how can she, it's like, that's the episode.
For real.
That's, like, my favorite. I, you know, it's just, not that she gave out cars, but, like, the power of her media outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's worldwide, I mean, it's global. Nobody else, I mean, what other single individual do you know has a media outlet that's global and powerful like that? So my question is, as soon as I heard the news, it was like, okay, what is Oprah going to do next? She might host her next show from the moon. You know what I'm saying?
I just need her to mention my Twitter name before she, you know, stops hosting.
I know, right?
I
need
like a million viewers, million followers.
That's real talk. Can she mention our Twitter name so we can get some followers?
You know what I mean?
So, and Rocky, how you feel about it?
To tell you the truth, I think everything has its end, and, you know, we're waiting for the next millennium. So, and, you know, things are so versatile now. So I think she's not really ending the show, but, like, starting a new chapter. I really find it hard to believe that she's going anywhere. And she's an older woman. She's made all this money now. I mean, I'd probably be retired by now, to tell you the truth. You know, sitting on all the cash that she has, and she still carried it on. And as far as the money situation with her philanthropy, one thing I do have to say, I'm not taking up for her, because I do think that she does need to gear a different light in certain directions sometimes. But one thing I did notice that I do have to side with her on is when she opened her school for girls out in Africa, she said that she did that not at home, because every time that she went into the inner city or to try to help the young black youth, and, you know, every time she asked the question, what do you want or what is missing out of your life, the first thing they came to her with money, cars, and shoes and clothes. And you got to really consider that, because all they want in Africa is education and opportunity, and we have it here for free. And all we want is money, cars, clothes, and shoes to look fresh, to go to the inner city, to go to school so we can go fight every day. I mean, you really got to take that into consideration.
Can I rebuttal on that, Rocky, real quick? Well,
sure,
my thing is like this. Even instill, if the children, because I work with high school students and stuff, and my thing is like this. Even though we have inner cities, you got all these charter schools, all these businesses buying up these charter schools. Why people like Oprah can't build up, you know, our hoods, our projects. You know what I'm saying? Or our inner city schools and stuff like that. We got people that are homeless in our own backyard. We got people that are on the street in our own backyard. You know what I'm saying? I am African. I was born in Africa. I'm here. My thing is like this, okay? She opened up a school in Africa, but you got people right here in your own backyard. That's my big thing. Even though he said that those kids said that, there's kids that really need that in the inner city. They need that push. They need like a Oprah scholarship because they can't afford it. They need a new start. Single mothers. If she could donate for a foundation for single mothers that don't have that help, for just that one good jump start to go to school, to do what they can for their kid, or for them to open up a business, that would help a lot of women out here. You know what I mean?
And I do understand that because, you know, like I said initially, I do believe she does need to try to give that another chance. But to tell you the truth, I think she's scorned by it, and I really can't blame her. And another thing is that, you know, because of her high financial status, I think a lot of people expect her to spend her money the way they think that they think she should. And I'm all about getting money, but at the same, and I'm all about giving back as well, because I recently tried to put together, my prime example, I tried to put together a turkey drive for this weekend, and I also had a mixtape release party last Friday. And let me tell you, I had over 1,000 people come out of this one little club last Friday, and I only got a handful of donations to give back to the inner city community, and that's a shame. People are willing to go buy liquor, but they're not willing to help that single mom who really just needs to put food on the table in this economy right now. And, you know, that really hurt my heart. And so that's why I kind of really have to side with her when she doesn't want to do it sometimes, because you got to be willing to help your own self too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Right.
And you're definitely true. You never lied about that. Natalia, how you feel about that?
I can understand both sides. I think, though, with what you're trying to say, you know, with helping here, I understand what you're saying, but I also see that, you know, I don't know where exactly in Africa she put the school at, but I'm sure there's not many schools there and many options and opportunities for those kids. So for them to come and put this beautiful private school to give these girls that probably would have never gotten very far in elementary school, the education, if they allow them to have that much, I think that spoke a lot and said a lot. You know, there's a lot of people that can be helped here, and there's resources here. But I'm sure we have a lot more resources here than the kids and the families in Africa do. And I think she was trying to go to a spot where it would definitely have made a big impact. And, you know, she hand-selected a lot of those little girls. And, you know, even though it's had a little bit of scandal the last few years with the school, I mean, her heart, I think, was in the right place. And,
right.
I mean, she has helped a lot of people in the United States, too. I mean, her great shows, the giveaways she do, and bringing...
Hold up. How many minorities did she give stuff away to? Versus...
Well, I know there were some minorities in the audience where she gave away some cars.
Versus the Caucasian, you know, society in the audience. For real, listen, like, let's be real. Let's be honest. How many minorities did you see her give away cars versus your man Ludacris? Ludacris, now, that's a philanthropist that a rapper can give back, he done helped out his community for real, real talk with his foundation.
Yeah.
But, like for real, minorities, mind you, this is a person that came and knows the background of our struggle and was supposed to be one of our big, and I ain't going to take away from her. She's the first African-American woman to really be a billionaire out here, you know what I'm saying? And she definitely gives a lot of women hope and everything like that. But, you know, also, we got to also look at when she first came in, you know, she capitalized on, you know what I'm saying, you know, the African-American. She did shows like Jerry Springer and all that, and she switched her format. I don't knock her for all that, and she got money and all that. But my thing is like this, like for real, let's real talk. How many black people or minorities, fans, did she really help out? How many of them got cars on her show? Somebody named, I'm hearing crickets. Somebody.
I said two.
Oh, well, I can't say I didn't count. I wasn't, you know, I thought I saw some black Spanish folks out there, some Asian folks, but I don't know.
Y'all crazy as I don't know what, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? The thing about it is that, you know, we all knock Oprah. We love you, Oprah. We can't tell you how to spend your money. And really, you don't owe us nothing because it's your money. You worked hard for it. We have our opinions. But you know what? You do what you do. You know, but we as individual women that are bosses on this line, we are history makers every single day. You are one of the ladies who entered the forefront for us to allow us to be bosses that we are today. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're going to, you know, give back and do what we do. And just, you know, we're talking about giving back. Street Queens, the movement, along with E2K Magazine, is doing the 7th annual Give Thanks Dinner to feed single mothers, single parents, homeless people. And we're doing a Give Thanks dinner. It's going to be at Twins Lounge, 1756 E, Tremont Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10460, the corner of Commonwealth, Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. We welcome the community to join us by having a complimentary Thanksgiving dinner with us. Our goal is to feed a minimum of 200 people, families, within those 2 hours while providing entertainment and free, you know what I'm saying, giveaways with after each meal. The different companies and individuals that want to sponsor, whether a serving or you just want to send in money for napkins, whatever, tissue, soda, turkeys, whatever you can do, email e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Call her at 917-627-1790 or dcut, d_cut@yahoo.com or call him at 917-710-2530. And the sponsors that they have right now is E2K Magazine, Avenue Records, Inica Cola, Streets Are Mine, 950plus.com, Street Queens The Movement, Lush Radio Online, It's a She Thing Entertainment, Diamond in the City, Soul Pitch Media, and Old Earth Creations, and Stafford Community Service, INC. If you would like to donate, email Emma at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. If you want to see the flyer, log on to www.lushradioonline.com and streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. And also Street Queens The Movement donated some money to a high school out here, actually a high school that I work at, to feed some families at the high school also. So we're doing some things, and we're going to be doing some stuff in Christmas. So whatever you can help out with, let us know. If you guys are doing stuff in your community and stuff, Could you guys let us know what's going on in your community and stuff? Nancy, are you guys doing any kind of things for Thanksgiving or anything that you need to let us know about?
Not this year, Lush, but I do appreciate you reaching out and doing your Street Queens the Movement call every Thursday.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Rocky, are you doing anything that's going down out there?
Actually, yes, I do have something that's going on from now until the beginning of school year for 2010 again, which is about August 2010, and it's called the Fresh Face. And what we're doing is we're giving an opportunity for young ladies and young mothers, you know, through these hard times of this year, who, you know, they haven't had a chance, you know, to go out, get themselves fresh, get a hairdo, get a haircut, get themselves cleaned, presentable, to go out and get that job or go back to school. So I'm trying to team up with a lot of salons, and you can email me at glamgoddessrocky, that's glamgoddessrocky @gmail.com if you would like to, you know, help out, whether you have a salon or you're a beautician and you would like, you know, to join in. And basically people can, you know, they can donate through my PayPal account and select the salon that they would like to contribute the money to. And also ladies can email me to register to get on a roster, and wherever you would like to go to get your hair done, whether it's for a job interview, go back to school, whatever, you know, to get you that new fresh start for that new year, you know, to get you started, to get you that motivation to go out there and make something happen for 2010, because we've been through a hell of a year, ladies. We really have. Whether we had it or we didn't have it, we all have, and we just need to help each other.
That's very admirable of you. I'm really glad you're doing that.
That's up right there. Natalia, you got anything going down in Cali?
Pensacola, Mama, Florida, Mama. Nah, I mean.
All right, I don't know.
You good.
Why do I keep thinking you and Kelly? What's going down to Florida, Natalia?
Well, you good. I know that me and my 9-year-old and my 5-year-old will be at the soup kitchen in downtown Pensacola Thanksgiving morning.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, besides me raising, like, a couple of donations, but, like, for private people that I work with that I see in need, I did last year, I did a little food drive for some of the people that worked at the restaurant that I could tell didn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, personally, I don't have anything big like some of y'all do. I'm sorry.
No, it's anything that you do, you know what I'm saying, doesn't matter if it's little or big, is the fact that you're giving back. And that's what a lot of us need to remember, is giving back. Ashley, is there anything going down out there?
You say Ashley. What'd you say, Ashley?
Yeah, I said Ashley.
Hey, everybody know when Thanksgiving is.
You said, where's Thanksgiving at?
Yeah, when No, wait,
Thursday.
The 25th
or the 26th, yeah.
26th, okay, well, yeah, the 28th, a group that I have, it's called Ignition, like an ignition in a car, Ignition Young Adult Ministry. At my church, we're doing also the community soup kitchen that Saturday after Thanksgiving. So that's basically it, what we got going on for now.
What's up, man? It's definitely a blessing. I need people to call in, and you know, if you guys have topics for Street Queens the Movement, email us at streetqueensthemovement@gmail.com. I mean streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and check out the site at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Join, ladies, promote whatever you're doing on there. Add your Twitters, you know, whatever you got that you're going on in your community. I want you to blog it. We different females on there, whatever businesses they're doing. We try to show a support system. Shout out to Hip Hop Sisters. Hello.
Oh,
hello. Underground Girls of Hip Hop. Miss Photographics, you know, and all the beautiful ladies, E2K Magazine, Lissette, Michelle, CG Michelle, Felicia Sabri, Nancy Osho, Natalia, everybody that's Rocky, Alicia, everybody that's on the line, you know, you guys need to support these ladies and everything they're doing. This spotlight right here is called the New New, and a couple of our ladies had to jump off the line because I know they're busy, they had to do some stuff. But for the lady that's on the line, this is the new new. We talk about what's new, what's going on, what's new new, boo-boo. What's going on in your town, what's the events, where we need to go on. Tell the people about you, what you do real quick, and where can they check you out on Twitter. Ashley.
Oh, man, I knew you had to start me first. I was waiting on that. Well, basically, I'm Ashley Miss Photographic, and I do graphic designs, photography, so whatever. You can check out my work at www.creative, spelled with a K, K-R-E-A-T-I-V-E. Captures with a K, KAPTURES.com. And also I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/MissPhotographic. That's MZPHOTOGRAPHIK. So if you follow me, I will follow you back.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And the beautiful Rocky, don't stop it. What's up, Rocky? Tell her what it is.
Okay, well first of all, I'm one of the head writers for an online magazine that me and my friends have, www.scoopthemagazine.com, the latest on hip-hop, entertainment, fashion, news, music, whatever. Check us out. I blog every day. I do articles, interviews, all that stuff. I'm also an event planner, so if you're an artist, especially if you need to get some local shine, shouts out to my artist, AX. He had a fabulous mixtape release party. We're doing big things. He's getting big notice right now in the Miami area. And I plan events, and like I said, I do have that charity that I'm trying to get to these young ladies, these young women out there. You can check me out at glamgirlevents.com, www.glamgirlevents, glamgirlevents.com. I respond to all of my blog comments, to all of my emails. They go directly to my cell phone. Sometimes I give people my cell number. I am reachable because wherever there's a movement to be made, I am there to make it happen. Shouts out to my partner in crime, Sinise Crosby. She's also with the magazine. She's also a fabulous, fabulous manager. You know, it's all about the women's movement and our empowerment. So, you know, just look me up. Check me out. I'm on Twitter. Glam, G-L-A-M, God, G-O-D-S-R-O-C-K-Y. And you will find me on Facebook as well, same name, Glam Goddess Rocky. I'm everywhere. And that's
Rocky.
Hey,
when she,
I need that Twitter again.
So
okay.
Cute. Oh, man. Rocky asked me, she said, she hit me on Twitter. She said, so what you got in mind, Lush? I said, I need you to first come on the show. Let's see what's cracking. So now we know that Rocky's an event planner, so she needs to go ahead and we need to get cracking with start doing these Street Queens, the movement events, and incorporating the glam situation and doing these queens for the day and bring these young ladies in here or women that have been abused and start getting it cracking. And do these conferences, man. We got to talk more about that, for real.
Hey.
Let me tell you something. My sister's a hairstylist. She does makeup. I know somebody who does something, damn it. Okay? We can make it happen. There's a hookup everywhere, okay? Let's get it, ladies. Let's get it.
That's what it is, man.
And can I get that Twitter page again?
Sure. It's GLAMGODSROCKY.
Oh, C-K-Y. Okay.
Yeah, C-K-Y. Like the boxer,
yeah,
Rocky Balboa. That's me.
Okay.
Adrian. Natalia, man, let them know what it is.
I'm Natalia Gomez up in Orlando, in the MIA. Right now, I'm over here by Tallahassee in Pensacola. I don't do as much as you guys. I work. I got 3 jobs. I do all the TJs, DJs, music events. Ozone Magazine, the war shows. I'm on Twitter, /Colombian Princess, Colombian Princess. I answer all emails, texts, and tweets. And support Ozone Magazine because JB, Julia Beverly, one of my mentors, she's like a lot younger than me. But I look up to her because she's in a male black dominant industry, and she's definitely kicking doors in and has done a lot for females in this industry too. So big ups to JB. You know I love you, girl.
That's what's hey, up. Lush.
Yeah. Hey.
Look, that sounds like Emma.
I know, don't it? No, because we got another Latina mommy that's part of the Street Queens the movement. Well, actually two. And y'all guys sound like, man, y'all go hard. Y'all go hard, man. Y'all go hard. You'll meet her down the road and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And everything. But so the thing about it though, now we know that Natalia, you know what I'm saying, is doing all of this. We need to get the young lady that's the CEO of Ozone Magazine on here so we can put a spotlight on her, and we need to get that connect with Ozone Magazine. So we need to talk to Natalia off, you know what I'm saying, on that exactly. Situation, man. And Natalia is about to be my online guru in a few minutes after we get off this line, and we're going to be getting it cracking.
All right.
This whole thing right here with Street Queens the Movement is for women to network along with, you know what I'm saying, pushing each other, supporting one another. And I'm going to tell you one thing. All these ladies are very approachable online. Don't try to mess them over because you're going to have to deal with Lush and I'll crack you in the head with a 4x4. I try not to be violent, you know what I'm saying? But,
sometimes you
know,
you got to.
Make sure you support them, respect them, because they're female bosses. Ain't no games playing here, and they can hold their own just like any men out here. No male bashing. We love y'all too, but you got to respect the ladies, because without every strong woman, there wouldn't be no strong men, and that's real talk. Positive women doing positive things. I only deal with bosses. That's why I got all these beautiful ladies on the line. Support them in their movement. You know what I'm saying? Support them on
special.
Support them on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? This is what it's about, man. You know, Ashley will tell you, you know what I'm saying, when I met her online, you know, it's nothing but support, you know what I'm saying? And Friday, it's about to be on and propping, because this Twitter chain is about to be long as hell, you know what I'm saying? Twitter this Friday, so watch out now. Let's get it cracking. We're going to be getting it in. So, ladies, I want to thank you guys for coming through and supporting us. You know, you guys are honorary, you know, Street Queen ambassadors, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? You guys can represent from your state, you know what I mean? And we definitely, you know, we have meetings and stuff like that. So, definitely, whatever things that you got going on, log on to www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Add yourself on there. And go ahead and blog. Doing, if it's an event going on, you know what I'm saying, log on. Let us support whatever you're doing. Let us blast what you're doing. And, you know, in turn, let you blast what we're doing. We need to support each other. What's missing in this industry, what's missing with women is support. A lot of times women are catty, but you know what, we're trying to show something different. Let's support one another. You know what I mean? You know, real talk. So I have to bid everybody adieu, same time, same place, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Some people on Mountain time. Some people on other time. But we're going to see you at 8 o'clock Eastern every Thursday, talk about real issues that affect the world. Hey, did y'all see Janet Jackson? Because I ain't get to see her, dog. They said she was looking kind of nice over there. I don't know. Shut up, Jackson.
I didn't see it either. I didn't see it either. I was out doing promo work last night, so I didn't see it either.
Hey, I need one more Twitter. I promise I'm listening, but like, for real, what was it? Colombian Princess?
Oh, it's Colombian, C-O-L-O, M as in Mary, B as in Boy, I-A-N as in Nancy, and then P-R,
okay.
And P-R-N-E-S. Or you can look on Lush's followers. I'm on there, too.
Yeah, you
okay.
Because I know I probably spelled that wrong.
No, that's what it was. I spelled Colombian wrong. My bad. I spelled.
Yeah, because a lot of people put the U. It's a O, C O L O. I just don't remember. I spelled Princess. And I know I had a little funky spelling to it.
Okay, I got you.
But yeah, it was very nice talking to you, ladies. I'm so glad to be part of the movement.
Likewise.
Miss Lush, I'm glad you're doing this because we definitely we got to, you know, get together and empower each other.
That's what's up, because I'm coming to each one of y'all states, and I expect a meal, and that's what I got to say.
Listen, I don't cook, but my mommy will, okay? So you'll be good.
That's what's up, man. It's all good. Y'all buy the groceries, I'll cook. You know what I'm saying? I get in the kitchen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You make some fufu?
Yeah, I make fufu. I make all that. Jollof rice.
Uh-oh.
I make homemade macaroni and cheese, sweet potato pie, all that. Yeah.
Hey, with the fire department on standby.
Ask me, I'm going to get you, man. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy. But you know what? Same time, same place. And the thing about it in life, the worst thing in life for us sometimes is to understand that not everybody is like us. You know what I mean? So we have to understand that, and we have to keep God first, and we have to stay positive. No matter what, if somebody tells you that you can't do something, you won't know until you try. So all I ask for you is I challenge you today to put God forward and push on, and no matter what, keep moving. Because you know what? Oprah did it. She's a billionaire. Why can't you do it? Ask yourself that question. What's holding you back? Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Like Archie Eversole said, keep winning. You know what I'm saying? Keep winning all day, every day. Shout out to Archie Eversole, Music Jones. We getting it in all day, every day. I thank you, ladies. I love you guys. I'm giving you guys like an imaginary hug right now. Shout out to E2K Magazine, Emma, CG Michelle, Felicia Sabri, and Lissette. Lissette, let's get it in. We going to keep it winning, man. And you know what? For all them men that's giving them women a hard time, don't wake up one day and she might, you know what I'm saying, put that baby oil on the ground and start beating your butt. You know what I'm saying? Get it together, man. She might just, you know, have that sexy lingerie on and start beating on your butt. You never know, man. For real. So treat that woman like a lady. And we out. Keep winning. Love y'all, ladies. Mwah.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now. Love a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 stand up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Show the please. I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top. Guess who they got beating on the block now?
Hey, finally made it.
up, I'ma keep winning.